Sapelo has a problem of employment.
Yeah.
Right? Like, young people need jobs. And so what industry or employment could you bring to the island which wouldn't also destroy the character of the place? Even if they had jobs and were driving all the way around and taking the ferry and coming back, they can't afford to buy on Sapelo given what's happening to the market. I have some hope in the National Park Service quarter, but I also agree, as Stan was saying last night, that there's a difference between preserving culture and preserving community. And I don't have hope for preserving community unless we can find some way for, okay, it's exactly what happened to the people on Ossabaw, right? The people on Ossabaw stayed because it was home, it was culture, it was tradition, it was what they knew, but they had no financial security, right? So when the storms came and they had to leave, they came to the mainland with nothing, with the exception of the Bond family. Those people who left early and took culture and tradition and family and planted it somewhere else, in the secure financial security, were able to thrive, right? So how would we give people on Sapelo financial security and stability? And I haven't the foggiest idea, sadly.
Without building a bridge.
Without building a bridge, without, you know.
Opening up tourism, which is going to go against everything they want.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, tourism comes with its own.
Which will, in essence, destroy the sense of community, destroy the sense of culture.
Yeah.
But can some of it be related back to some of the questions that were raised earlier about some material culture? Because they do have the ability to make street corner baskets. And not that you can't find them anywhere else, but. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think in a lot of the minds of these young people, they want to be connected to commercialism in a bigger way. And doesn't that offer some opportunity?
Someone.
If you can link it.
If you can link it, but I would also say that someone gave me what they thought was a sweet grass basket, based on the little itty-bitty tiny one that I purchased in Charleston 100 years ago for more money than I can still afford now. And they had seen that on my office shelf, and so they were like, oh, you know, I got one for you. And when I turned it over, it said, made in China. Right? And as Alpha Baugh from the College of Charleston argued years ago, those patterns of baskets exist in two places in the world, in Sierra Leone and in Gullah Geechee culture. That's it. But it doesn't stop other commercial capitalists from, right? And so that remains a problem too. But thank you, everyone. I hope you.